Why do we need Falafel Awareness Month? But first, and more importantly, what is falafel?
Falafel is one of the most popular foods in the world. The falafel ball itself is made of chickpeas, onions, garlic, cilantro, other herbs and spices. And it's a sort of a vegetarian meatball, some people say. It's completely vegan, no animal products. We take these falafel balls, we put them with some hummus and some chopped salad and some tahini dressing and our own fresh-made pita bread, and it makes a great meal. Has all the nutrients you need in one sandwich.
Are the chickpeas ground up or are they whole chickpeas?
Yes, they're ground up. We take the chickpeas and all the other ingredients and we feed it through a grinder so it makes kind of a battery mixture. We scoop them out into small balls and fry them in trans fat-free canola oil, and then they're ready to go.
Now, are there people who make falafel with evil fats as opposed to you're doing it the way you're doing it?
I think most people use our type of oil, but there are slightly different recipes, and falafel is one of those foods. We know it comes from somewhere in the Middle East. No one's exactly sure exactly where it comes from, but every different nationality kind of makes it their own and has their own spin on the recipes. And a lot of falafels have a lot of cumin in them. Ours don't have any. They're just variations that make each one unique.
How come you don't use cumin?
It's just the way our recipe is. We had an Israeli chef when we started, and we developed the recipes with him, and just found it tasted better without him.
And interesting, falafel is one of those things that has the potential to lead to world peace because it is on both sides of the Israeli-Arab border, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, last year we had some people on Facebook kind of dueling and fighting over where it came from and whether it was Israeli or whether it was Palestinian, but I think we can all unite around falafel and lead to a better world.
And now, why is falafel so popular in the United States?
I think just because it's a popular street food in New York City, but it's something that's really new to this market. Upstate New York, there's not a big presence for falafel, and it was something that we kind of brought to a new area.
Which is interesting because I love Hudson, as you probably know.
Yep.
And a lot of people listen to this radio station in Hudson. But Hudson is one of those places that has sort of, out of nowhere, changed itself.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that falafel is part of that change in the way in which Hudsonians see themselves?
Yes, I think so. But it's still kind of a new product. And the reason falafel... First, we talk about what Falafel Awareness Month is. And basically what we're doing is we're giving anybody who wants to try one the opportunity to have a falafel sandwich for free during the month of January.
Now, is that just your restaurant, or is that everybody who sells falafel?
Yeah, only ours. So we're the only dedicated falafel place in Hudson. So.
Right.
Sure.
Now, have you guys done any polling that says that people aren't aware of what falafel is?
Yeah, we did. We sent out a poll to everybody who tried our falafels last year.
Yeah, but they already started by knowing your falafel. I want to know if the John Q. public on the street doesn't know what falafel is.
Most people don't. We get questions all the time, and we did the same thing last year, and we did a poll of all the people who came in to try it, who took us up on the offer, and more than 70% had never had falafel before.
Oh, interesting. So if you give somebody something for free, they're going to eat it.
Exactly. And it doesn't pay to spend money on traditional advertising when you're advertising a product that nobody knows what it is.
Well, the whole point is you've got to tell them what it is in order for them to understand it.
Exactly. But there's no better way to understand it than by trying it.
Oh, well, I think we're going around in a circle here, and I think and I think you're absolutely right. You're awfully on the target. Justin Goldman is general manager of Park Falafel and Pizza in Hudson, New York. Justin, we very much appreciate your bringing us into the delicious world of falafel. I love it. I'm so glad you've done this for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you to everyone at WAMC.
See